Welcome back to the 2014 NFL Scouting Combine. Scott Kegley here with General Manager Trent Baalke. Trent, how big of a piece of the puzzle is the Combine?
I think it's a piece. How big a piece, it really depends on the individual player. But it's one piece. We use it to put it all together. But for us, the film is what matters, and we do most of our evaluation based off of the film.
Now, where are you guys at in the scouting process and your draft evaluations? Where's the draft board at for the 49ers come combine time?
Well, the draft board's probably about 60-65% set. There's still a lot of work to be done. There's going to be a lot of maneuvering on the board. Not only within each position group, but as you look at the board, you look at it vertically, you look at it horizontally, there's going to be a lot of maneuvering. In some areas, there could be some big maneuvers, but generally speaking, right now, it's just massaging the board a little bit.
And the draft being moved back this year, does that change anything for you guys? Does it help having a little extra time?
I don't know that it helps. You know, some would argue that it hurts, because the more time you have to think about it, the more time you spend second-guessing yourself and making decisions that you wouldn't ordinarily make. So I'm a proponent of having the draft as early as possible, not as late as possible.
And you've said in free agency, it's always important to take care of your own players. Where do Anquan Boldin and Dante Whitner really rank as far as offseason priorities go?
We don't rank the priorities. Obviously, what we're looking for is keeping as many good players as we can. And we're always trying to take care of our own first. And we'll continue to do that. So those are two awfully good football players. They're two players that want to stay in San Francisco. And they're two players that we would like to keep in San Francisco. So we're going to work hard over the next couple of weeks to try to get that accomplished.
Michael Crabtree, a guy who really battled through adversity last year, came back, made an impact down the stretch run. How impressed were you by his comeback last year, and what do you expect from him even going forward?
Well, first of all, relative to the injury, Michael did an outstanding job, and people don't realize the type of commitment it takes to come back from an injury of that significance. And Michael did everything asked of him and more, and came back, as only Michael can, came back and made a splash day one. And he's one of the best competitors I've ever been around. Nothing he does surprises me from a competitive or an athletic standpoint.
And Navarro Bowman has probably been, you know, one of the biggest success stories as far as draft picks. Are you ready to have Michael Wilhoit, Nick Moody, those guys really step in at that middle linebacker position while he comes back?
Yeah, well, next man up. And it was disappointing to see Navarro go down. And it always is. They're like your own. They are your own. And when they get hurt, it hurts. And I know this about Navarro. He's going to come back stronger, more committed than he's ever been. And that's going to take something, because he's already at the high level of those areas. But in the meantime, those other guys, Michael Wilhoit, Nick Moody, they're good football players. And when Michael's been asked to step in and play, when Pat went down, he did a fine job. So we're confident in his ability to do just that. We're also confident in Nick's ability to get better. He's a young, developing player. He's working awfully hard, and I think that'll happen for him. And then we'll look at the possibility of adding to that competition.